Yo. Thanks for listening to the Jason Greger Show podcast, brought to you by Lakewood Chev. Upgrade to a new Chevrolet with new safety and technology features, lower maintenance for the same or better payment, only at Lakewood Chev. Click on the icon right here on the website. Blake, how you doing?
Good, Jason. How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Now, today's show, I think, is very fitting. Topic I want to ask you about, because I think a lot of people can relate to it. And we like to title it, quote, I hate working out, because a lot of people, they really don't like it, right? They do it because they feel they have to, or some don't do it because they hate it. What are some things maybe, or how often do you hear it? What do they do about it when you get into that I hate working out stage?
Well, you know, it is funny because we do hear that a lot too. And the most important thing for listeners or anyone that's thinking this right now to realize is that the hatred of working out is actually perfectly natural. And look, there's people out there who actually think that working out is fun and they love getting their butt kicked. But for most people, most normal people anyways, the stats are actually about 95% that are people in that category. The thought of working out is not what gets us up in the morning, let alone something we look forward to. So you're wondering, why is the realization that this is a normal thing? Why is that an important thing? Well, the truth is, once you figure out that everyone else hates it, one can kind of come to the second realization that if everyone else feels like this too, there must be some approaches to dealing with it that actually work for other people.
Okay, so it's normal. That's a good thing for people to hear, I think, right? So if you hate to work out, and some still can't get out of bed three mornings to do it, but some can or some can't, how do they get by? Like, what's the secret to finally getting yourself over that hump?
Yeah, so the first thing is to understand, what it is that you hate about working out. And then what are some of the things you like about working out? I'll start with what you hate. People hate, when they're being out of breath or sweating or stinking or, feeling lightheaded or nauseated. I don't like, the shaking they get in their muscles or being sore. And so then look at what you like about exercising. Moving around feels good. Your head feels clear. You sleep better. You feel like you've done something or accomplished something, and you have more energy for the rest of the day. So if those sound kind of right, there's something you should notice. Other than being sore, most of the stuff you hate is short term. It happens while you exercise. But most of the stuff that you like is actually long term. It affects you the rest of the day after you exercise, and sometimes even leads into the next day, making your day better.
Interesting. Okay, so then what about short-term pain for long-term gain? Is that true?
Well, that's exactly what I'm saying. Yeah, like that, and this is where we kind of all have to put on our big boy pants for a second. Look, we're adults, and, assuming everyone thinks of themselves an adult, but as an adult, you accept the reality that adults sometimes have to do things you don't want to do because they're the right thing to do. And guess what? Exercise is good for you. It's good for your family. It's good for your mind, your body, your budget. It's good for your mental health, social well-being, self-esteem, confidence. There's a million reasons why working out is great for you. And so frankly, as an adult, it shouldn't matter whether you like it. You should do it anyways. It's called being an adult. And, you'll like this one. To quote the late baseball great Yogi Berra, 90% of the game is half mental. So once you've accepted your fate as an adult, it's time to start working on your mental game. If you try and drag yourself through a workout while mentally telling yourself, I hate this, or this is the worst, or why would anyone do this to themselves, you're going to hate the experience. And so I'm not suggesting you lie to yourself and pretend a group cycling class is better than sex, but you can shut down the negative internal talk and replace it with positive thoughts. Simple statements like, this is good for me. It's only 30 minutes. I can do anything for 30 minutes. Those can kind of help you reframe the experience and turn it from something you dread into something worthwhile. And sometimes, in some cases, it can become even enjoyable.
Well, and hey, sometimes depending on where you're sitting in the group cycling class, it can get you thinking about sex, and that can benefit you later on.
Yes, that can be the case.
Okay, so changing our paradigms, obviously. Okay, I get it. Are there any other approaches?
I mean, that's the biggest thing. You got to make that mental shift. But, there's a couple other smaller things that, we like to talk about as well. The first is, get specific about what you hate. Throwing around the blanket statement, I hate exercise, is like saying, I hate cheese. It's too vague. You might hate feta, but you like cheddar. So, you know, what if certain cheeses are acquired taste, or if there's a cheese out there that you really love, but you haven't tried yet? So rather than saying, I hate exercise, go ahead and get specific. If you hate running, don't run. If you hate jumping, cool, great, don't jump. The key is choose the least bad option in your mind. And after weeding out all the forms of exercise that actually sound like torture, select something that sounds doable and commit yourself to that for a full month. You don't have to go crazy. It's like, you know, walking, swimming, yoga, circuit training, something that's low impact can be easy to do. And then the second thing we talk a lot about is, you know, once you've selected your workout, sit down and schedule it into your calendar at least 3 times a week. And if that sounds totally undoable, then start with once a week. You know, make it a non-negotiable appointment. And remember, you're an adult. This is good for you, right?
Now, it's interesting you mentioned that about being an adult, as Blake McDonald joins us from World Health. And, you know, some people are like, well, if I only do it once a week, I'm not going to get any benefit from that. And that's completely false.
That is completely false. In fact, that's where most good exercise routines or, you know, that's where working out starts. If you can even just get in once a week and get it's about starting a habit and getting your body accustomed to it and acclimatized to it. And even once a week, that's doing something. It may not be doing a ton for you physically yet, but it's getting you into that mental place where it's part of your habit. It's part of your daily or weekly routine. And so, you know, anything is better than nothing. And starting with once a week is a great place to start for a lot of people that have never done anything before.
Small steps, man. Small steps. Kind of like the Oilers making the playoffs. People thought it would never happen again. And here we are.
What do you mean making the playoffs? Aren't they going to win the whole thing now?
Hey, never know, man. Once you're in the dance, anything can happen.
I sound like a Calgary fan, right?
Well, hey, let's just hope Edmonton plays Calgary. That'd be awesome.
That would be awesome.
Yeah, you guys, then
that.
You should have like a World Health Trainers versus Calgary Health Trainers. That would be a great battle.
Well, there is a World Health in Calgary, so there might be some big betting going on.
Oh, that'd be awesome. Blake, I appreciate it. And now with the sun out, to start today with a nice walk and then maybe turn it into a brisk walk. And the next thing you know, people will be jogging.
Yeah, I mean, listen, it's looking like summer every day out there.
All right. Okay, thanks, Blake.
Thanks, guys.